Proclamation number 7224 of 8th of December, 1958. Blessing of the spiritual exchange of thoughts. Every spiritual exchange of thoughts is a blessing, since countless spiritual beings take part in it, which, in turn, can benefit from it if the exchange of thoughts is conducted by representatives of Jesus Christ, by people who have a living faith in Him and whose conversations are also about Him. For their thoughts will be guided correctly, because I myself can be where two or three are gathered in my name. And you can be certain that I will intervene in your conversations, and that I will ensure that your thoughts are guided, and thus your conversations will also correspond to the truth. And then the souls surrounding you will be able to take an active part and benefit themselves. For the sake of the souls in the beyond who need instructions, such spiritual meetings are also blessed. And you humans cannot indulge in such conversations often enough. But they are only rarely held because people no longer find the time due to earthly demands. And the souls which surround you are therefore also in spiritual hardship if they can only participate a little, but they surround people where they can repeatedly see spiritual thoughts and wait for the flashing of sparks of light which indicate such to them. And if only you humans could visualize these souls, for they hunger and starve without the supply of spiritual food, and thus they only ever look for it where they could already receive spiritual nourishment. People, however, are mostly silent in the spiritual sphere, yet they can provide blessings if they occupy themselves spiritually, and the souls will also find nourishment with them. Only worldly-minded people have no such spiritual followers and companions who would like to receive from them, whereas many spiritual beings, who in turn try to influence the human being into thinking the opposite, then the human being gains nothing but rather loses far more, for he does not allow himself to be taught by beings of light either. Teachings in which the souls in the beyond also participate. This is likewise a spiritual exchange which is of greatest blessing to the individual person, for the beings of light are constantly ready for mental instructions, which always take place when a person of goodwill asks mental questions and now receives a corresponding mental answer. The human being's will, his attitude, will always be decisive as to what extent his thinking corresponds to the truth, and spiritual beings of the same attitude will always come to receive. But if a spiritual exchange between people takes place conversationally, then it means an extremely favorable opportunity for me or my messengers of light to speak through the mouth of those who want me to dwell where two or three are gathered. The people's will to be united with me is part of the fact that I am also truly with them and express myself, i.e., influence the thoughts of my own such that they only speak purest truth, so that the souls surrounding them will also be won over, and such conversations are a blessing for all involved. And you should always remember that you are constantly surrounded by knowledge-hungry souls which hope for light from you, and for their sake you should often talk to each other and always let me myself become the content of your conversations. And you will be allowed to radiate much light and make countless souls happy, who will be eternally grateful to you that they found illumination from you for the path they have to take in the kingdom of the beyond in order to also still reach ascent. Amen.